being the way I am, you know, knowing people here and there, I knew that we're never going to sell that junk in Houston. So I went to Tupelo, which is, you might say, northeast Mississippi's metro area. You know, it's a pretty good sized town, 35,000, two or three malls, you know, and all of this stuff. And so I went to over there, who's chairman of the Mall Merchants Association, and I begged her to let me have a space inside the mall on a Saturday when they were having, you know, like a flea market in the mall, man. And she said, hey, that's going to be almost unheard of for an out-of-town, Elamasonary-type organization to come in here. I said, just let me do it. So she let me do it. So I came back to the meeting, you know, and I said, all right, guys, we got a space in a Tupelo mall going to be inside. Don't matter if it rains, snow, sleets. We in there. And we're going to be the only type organization, only one of this type. Everybody else is going to be commercial, you know. And he said, boy, that's fine. That's real fine. I said, I got to work Saturday. I come in at 6 o'clock on Saturday morning. You know what I mean? I said, so I need about four volunteers. And I said, two of you, you know, go over there like when the mall opens at 9:30. And y'all stay to, say, 1 o'clock. And then two of you be over there at 1 and, say, work till 4. And then, you know, I'll be off work and I'll go home and clean up and get on over there. And I'll work 6, 7 o'clock at night and we'll count the money and come home. Man, I had volunteers all over the house, you know. Well, come time for that Saturday morning, and they got up, you know, like I said, I'd been here 3 hours, you know. They were going to come out here at 9 and pick up the stuff and take it on off, you know. And 9 o'clock, and I ain't seen a soul. And so I started trying to call them. Nobody was home. Well, I thought, surely, to heaven's name, the guys that are going to come at 1, you know, well, you know, I'll check in with them before they go so that they won't just go on over there and stop and get stuff. Couldn't find them. So anyway, to make the short story long, nobody went. Had absolutely nobody. Well, I was totally embarrassed. This lady was a client of mine. All the merchants in the mall are clients of mine. And, you know, there was their flea market. It was a giant success, except it looked weird because there was a space over there about 20 feet square.
Some kind of thing downtown Tupelo. At the time, they were kind of having a war between the malls and the Downtown Merchants Association. So anyway, I got us a spot on a sidewalk in downtown Tupelo in front of Brassville's Jewelers, next to TKE Drugstore, across from the Bank of Mississippi. I mean, prime location, you know. Didn't pay a penny for it. And they said, okay, Rick, you can have that, you know. And like I said, here I've been stuck my neck out with some of the big wigs of northeast Mississippi, man. I mean, not to mention the mall, but now downtown, you know, the people that built Tupelo. And I said, guys, just don't let me down. God help you. If you do, I'll kill you. You know? You know, of course, like I said, I was kidding because I didn't. Everybody had a good excuse, you know. Of course, excuses are like other things. We all got one, but they're not worth much. And so anyway, that Saturday came, and nobody showed up. And by this time, I had gotten venomous. You know, I had just really, it was eating my intestines from the wrong side, you know? And so when I got back to the next meeting, I told them, I said, you can take your grape jelly and shove it. I said, I tried. I said, a chairman of a project, according to the way I read Robert's Rules of Orders, is not the guy that's supposed to go out and do 99% of the work. I said, he's supposed to head it up, set it up, draw it out, and get it done. And I said, maybe I didn't do my best. If I'd have done my best, I'd have gone over and sold it myself, which is apparently what y'all expected me to do, but I said, I ain't made that way, and I'm sorry. Well, you know, we got over that, a few months went by, and me and another guy that works here were co-chairman of Election 75 or something like that. Had a giant election rally on the square up here, you know. And he and I being co-chairman of it, we wound up doing it all. And couldn't get any cooperation out of anybody. One of the guys in the club's an electrician. We blew a few fuses, you know, and this kind of thing. Couldn't get him to come up there and fix it. Another guy works for the gas company. We needed gas in the concession stands. Couldn't find him. Another one has a car dealership. We couldn't get him to drive a new car out to pick the candidates up at the airport. So after that, I went to one more meeting, and I said, goodbye. You know, and so anyway, that, you know, as far as being involved in anything in the community other than, you know, paying his taxes, and you know,